Revelations in the papers this morning that welfare-to-work programs that have been promoted by successive federal governments over the past decade have, been a dismal failure. New research finds that the programs have not had any substantial effect, none, nada, zip, on the pool of about 1 million Australians not in work. Peter McDonald is the Professor of Demography at the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University. His research reveals the extent of the economy's shift from an unskilled to a skilled workforce. That's the key to this. Peter McDonald joins us this morning from Canberra. Welcome, Peter.
Good morning, Jonathan.
A little bit of evidence-based policy here, although it would seem that the policy that's been followed for some years around work for the dole programs and programs of that ilk do not work.
Yeah, well, there's a fundamental structural problems involved, that the job growth in Australia over the past decade has been almost entirely in the service sector, and lots of jobs in the service sector are part-time, and they're kind of uncomfortable hours that the rest of us don't want to work. And those jobs have been taken up very largely by students, not only overseas students, but in very big numbers Australian students, and by working holiday makers. The full-time blue-collar jobs, and here we're talking primarily about men, I suppose, are disappearing. And if you look at young people, full-time jobs for men under age 20 are almost all blue-collar, but they're getting very, very scarce. And so if you don't have the skills in this new economy, then you're really in trouble.
Now, since the Howard government, and since the birth of the notion of mutual obligation and welfare-to-work programs, we've placed such store in them as a policy instrument, and yet, as your research suggests, I'm quoting here from the report in this morning's Australian newspaper, the proportion of men aged between 25 and 54 who were not in the workforce has not changed from about 9 to 10% from the year 2000 to the present day.
That's right. That's the disappointing result.
Well, that suggests a massive policy failure, does it not?
Yeah, but it's not just policy failure. It's also related to the structural change in the economy, but it's also it's a long-term issue in people's lives that you can pretty much predict who's going to be in this group in the future. The kids who are having trouble at school, they drop out of school early. The jobs for people with that kind of qualification background were there in the past, but they're not there now.
So the skills are the key, and reskilling those vulnerable portions of the population.
Yes, yeah, but it's not as
easy to say as to do.
Yeah, it's not as easy to do in short-term programs. It is a very, it is about getting real skills, not skills that are kind of temporary. The jobs appear during boom times, particularly in construction, where there are kind of labouring jobs appear. But those jobs tend to be, they go way downhill during downturns like we're having at the moment. But they also tend to be insecure jobs. You move from one worksite to another.
I mean, there's a political attraction, Peter McDonald, to the notion of welfare to work.
Yes, absolutely, and with justification. It would be much better for everybody, for the people themselves, in particular, if people were in work. So I'm not suggesting that welfare to work is not a good idea, but
it doesn't actually do anything to get people into work. Yeah. That's the basic problem.
But also, we need to be looking at that longer term issue that I was talking about the kind of intergenerational transfer of disadvantage that kids who are leaving school early, often their parents are not working, and so on. So it's a really long term issue, and you need to focus on it from the time that kids are 5 years old.
And how do we frame policy around that? I mean, what are some of the keys there?
Well, we've been some of the approaches we've been taking to the education of Indigenous children, for example, the kind of policy that approach that we need for non-Indigenous kids who are in disadvantaged circumstances, so that you know, ways to keep the kids in school, to keep them interested, are the way to go.
Do you expect that research of your sort is going to change government thinking, is going to shift the policy emphasis around away from welfare to work to increased reskilling or deep, as you say, profound skill-based approaches?
I think both sides of politics are genuinely concerned about this issue and have been for a long time, and that's why they have been trying these various policies. But the issue is, you know, that we need to be looking at something a bit different, I think.
Often they seem to be concerned at it more as a sort of a welfare cost than a social disadvantage.
Yes, yeah, that's right. If you come at it from that perspective, you know, just reducing costs, that's the wrong way to go about it. That's quite right.
Peter McDonald, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. Bye.
Peter McDonald is Professor of Demography at the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University. Really interesting research published in this morning's Australian newspaper, looking at the lack of success over a long period of programs around the notion of welfare to work. The short story there, they just don't work.